language about parenting, we can't pretend it's always easy. But if you're keen to stay on this waka of discovery, adventure, enrichment and culture, we promise it can and will happen. And the journey of discovery means you reach a beautiful destination every day. In the last couple of decades, we've researched, tutored, lectured, and done media interviews on this topic and helped build Māori language speaking communities for whānau, written language strategies, written books, and recorded 2 audiobooks. We both grew up knowing virtually nothing of Māori language apart from basic words most New Zealanders know: whānau, aroha, marae, Māori, and kia ora. As adults, we've learned in different ways for different reasons. Scotty chose Māori as a schedule filler at university, then fell in love with it. And in learning Māori, found a sense of purpose. That's a polite way of saying he was going to varsity mostly for social reasons until then. And then me, Stacey, I learned Japanese first as an exchange student and then realised that I really yearned to learn my own language too. I'm a sensitive soul and so I often felt awkward and left out in Māori settings. And even after starting my learning, I went through years of fumbling through Māori scripts on television and trying to laugh at the right times when I couldn't quite understand entertaining Māori speakers. Both of us knew we wanted our children to have a different experience from our own, to be brought up with te reo Māori as their mother tongue, and to experience all of the benefits that would bring. We started researching bilingualism when our mātāmua, eldest child, Hawaiki, was still in the womb, learning that bilingual experiences can activate language learning pathways in babies' brains. We likened it to a pathway forged through virgin snow. Cutting the path is always the hardest, but once it's created, in this case, the language pathway, our brains know the way and can get to where they need to be more easily. It's definitely harder to learn a second language as an adult, so don't ever beat yourself up about it. We'll remind you of that a lot. And while we're talking about your self-esteem, let's talk about how your kids are feeling about themselves too. Another fascinating raft of research shows children gain increased self-esteem from learning their heritage language. The challenges of bringing up kids with te reo Māori. English does a great job of being a dominant language. It really is everywhere. In public, on TV, online, at the shops, at the playground, in our wider families. Our kids hear English most places they go in New Zealand. So creating Māori language environments without quickly giving in to the natural default language of English can be hard. There are also schooling challenges. When you want Māori language to be part of your children's schooling, it's not as simple as going to the school around the corner from you because they may not offer what you're after. Even in Māori language schooling, there are decisions to make around proximity to the school, the amount of reo, the kaupapa, philosophy of the school, your capacity to support your children in homework, your hopes for their English literacy, and so on. Expectations of parents with kids in Māori language schooling are high. There are whānau hui to attend, kapahaka, marae noho, overnight stays on marae, and fundraisers, and sometimes expectations around the amount of Māori you speak at home. This is a challenge for many of us because as second language learners, many of us have sent our kids to kura hoping that they will get the reo in a way we didn't and still haven't quite mastered. Many kōhanga and kura see the benefit of having Māori language at home to support the child's learning, and some ask the whole whānau to be engaged in reo learning or speaking. When we were considering which school to choose for our son, we asked one of our mentors, Sir Timothy Karitu, for advice. He said, in his inimitable way, "Ko te kāinga te Māori o te reo." The home offers the vital essence of language. He hit a home run with that one, and we've referred to this statement ever since. When you accept this concept, though, that language vitality emerges from your own home, it means you're picking up the challenge of the opportunity to ensure at least some of that vitality comes in the form of te reo Māori. Māori language resources for children are so much more accessible and numerous than they used to be, but they're still not as readily available as English books, games, TV shows, and digital apps are. Kids are very perceptive and pick up on how much a language is valued. Having ways of expressing themselves in Māori that are relevant, fun, and cool for them builds the value they place on being a Māori speaker. So you know,